The mosque in Najaf is considered one of the holiest sites by followers of the Shiite branch of Islam, and events in the city are being followed with great concern by Muslims in the Middle East and beyond. Juan Cole is professor of history at the University of Michigan, and he is an authority on modern Islamic movements. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Imam Ali Mosque is a sacred place, so could you remind us just briefly how it happened that Muqtada al-Sadr came to be fighting there in the, within its walls in the first place?
Well, the shrines of the Shiites in Iraq are lucrative treasures for anyone who controls them. They are sites for the pilgrimage trade, and whoever controls them can collect religious taxes on the pilgrims and contributions. So as soon as Saddam's government fell, a struggle broke out among Shiite factions in Iraq over control of these shrines. And Muqtada al-Sadr's militiamen made attempts all through 2003 and into 2004 to gain control of the shrine at Najaf of Imam Ali, and was successfully fended off by more local forces until early April, when the Americans tried to arrest Muqtada, and he launched an insurgency. And in the confusion of that uprising, his men managed to take over the shrine in Najaf.
You know, on the one hand, Sadr seems to be using the shrine as a kind of a shield from the American and Iraqi forces, as in they wouldn't sort of dare attack him there. But he says he is protecting the shrine from desecration. Can he then abandon it, even if he wants to?
Well, he says that he will turn it over to the control of the Grand Ayatollahs in Najaf. And so if he did do that, he would be representing himself as still keeping it out of the hands of the infidel Christian Americans.
You know, we've been getting reports that people who live in Najaf don't like Sadr being there, don't want him to be there. How representative is he of Iraq's larger majority Shiite community?
Well, Muqtada Sadr's movement consists of a tight network of hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions, of followers and admirers throughout southern Iraq, mainly based in the shanty towns and slums of the major cities. It so happens that the political geography of Iraq is such that he doesn't have much support in Najaf itself.
How are the events in Najaf viewed in the larger Muslim world?
Well, I think Muqtada Sadr is not very well known in the rest of the Muslim world outside of Iraq, but he's become a symbol of opposition to and defiance of what is seen by most Muslims as an American occupation of Iraq. And most of them don't buy the idea that there's been a turnover of sovereignty. They would see the current caretaker government of Iraq as a more or less a puppet regime of the Americans. The other thing is that the Shrine of Ali, although it is particularly sacred to Shiite Muslims, does house the tomb of the son-in-law and cousin of the Prophet Muhammad, who is honored by Sunni Muslims as the fourth caliph. And so Sunnis are offended by the fighting in Najaf. And as you say, the people of Najaf don't like Muqtada's militia and would be happy to see the back of it. But the farther you get away from Najaf, the more this looks to Muslims like an American desecration of one of Islam's holiest sites. And I've seen interviews on Arab satellite television with, say, Egyptians who are Sunni Muslims, and they'll say things like, this is an American attack on Islam. So I think the blood of most Muslims is really boiling over this. I don't think the American public understands how serious and grave the situation is.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Juan Cole is professor of history at the University of Michigan. He is an authority on modern Islamic movements.